He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It was at this time that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. No sooner had he come up out of the water than he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit like a dove descending on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Sinless Son of God. There's no need of repentance. And so he inserts the dialogue with John the Baptist, where John says, I can't do this to you. I can't baptize you. You should be baptizing me. And Jesus orders him to baptize him, and then in obedience he does. So that it's unmistakable that John is giving him nothing, but only performing a rite so that Jesus can appear to be with those who have come to enter the kingdom and to change their hearts. Of course, in the whole picture of Christian doctrine, we know that Jesus is not being called to be Son of God today, that he is not being revealed to by the voice from heaven and the vision of the dove. In Christian doctrine at large, he is merely being revealed as the Son of God today. But as we read Mark's Gospel, I think it's instructive to us to see the thinking of Mark in its simplicity. That at the frontispiece, as it were, of the story of Jesus, he places the moment of the baptism and a message from God to Jesus. This doesn't belong to his 30th year or to any time. It is the perennial word of the Father to the Son. You are my Son, and I love you. My favour rests on you. This is the eternal breathing within the Holy Spirit, as Jesus displays to us in historical moments his obedience to the Father. He's not inventing that reality. He's not forging it as we do in our lives. He is simply displaying in his human life the eternal obedience that he has to the Father. So here, the Father is displaying at the River Jordan the eternal love that he has for his Son. And the words that he says are rich with the imagery of the Old Testament. No human father very often says to his son, "You are my son, I am your father." Perhaps in reprimand if the son appears to have forgotten his relationships, but not as a revelation. Here, Mark is evoking a very important quotation from the Old Testament, which occurs in the Psalms. "The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.'" This is the chant as the new king is brought up the steps of the throne in the temple to be seated beside the altar of God. And they are the words by which God adopts the new king to be his son for the sake of the people. And so the words of God today have a great royal sense about them. Jesus is being displayed as the Messiah, the anointed king. And this king is to be the humble servant of Isaiah, "My servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have endowed him with my spirit," Jesus saw the spirit descending like a dove, "that he may bring true justice to the nations." A royal servant of God, an anointed Messiah, whose task is to bring peace. It is so that Jesus is revealed at the beginning of his ministry. And we too, as we read this gospel, we pray that we may be able to evoke each day our own belonging to God as his sons and daughters, people on whom he has sent the Spirit, people whom he has called by their name, and for whom he has a special task to do. Let us proclaim our faith in Christ.